Magic Savanna, Giraffe, Gazelle, and Tuco. Giraffe and Gazelle are the very best of friends. They are both artists, so lead, not follow the trends. They delight in differences in body and form, and comfort in shared interest outside of the norm. Giraffe has long legs that raise her above the rest. She sways as she walks, which makes some say she is best. Gazelle is petite and dainty, as you can see. Some say she moves with the precision of a bee. Their passion for art makes them spend all their free time perfecting dance, creating unique pantomime. Their families love them, but don't understand their need. Movement to them is just a way to get more feed. Their herds ask, "Why do you feel the need to perform?" "It's how we make sense of life," they say, in art form. Giraffe and gazelle don't get together too often. Their herds take most of their time living so open. But their herds let them go work once in a great while, allowing them time together within a mile. The herds worry about them being on their own. Safety in numbers does not work when you're alone. Death is a concern in the wild, as the herd knows, but the girls promise to stay alert and on their toes. Once Gazelle, despite her promise, took a stumble. It was not a trip, but a head-over-heels tumble. Gazelle was badly bruised from bottom to her top, which upset Giraffe, who asked, "Why that abrupt stop?" As Gazelle licked her sore legs, Giraffe found a hole. Then she yelled, "Where is the mound?" and spit on a mole. Tuco peeked out only to become slimy wet, chirping, "Why did you do that?" He was a slow pet. "What did I do?" asked Tuco, whose name was Larry. "You did not mark your hole. By the way, I'm Mary. My friend almost broke her leg in your naked hole. You are supposed to leave a dirt mound, you bad mole," Mary said. This made Tuco respond, now troubled, "I don't know what happened. The dirt must have crumbled." Then he began resculpting, not being a nerd. He asked, "Why are you out here, not back with your herd?" As Giraffe watched him sculpt, said, "She was an artist." Tuco nodded, knowing the work of an artist. He asked if she would perform a dance that was new. Giraffe was thrilled about this and shared a preview. The dance captured Savannah's long evolution. Tuco watched and felt a bittersweet emotion. He told Mary it helped him understand this time. Then he told Mary he looked forward to next time. As Giraffe and Gazelle slowly headed towards home, he vowed to keep his hole marked so they could perform.